from the Highway Diary, a very good in-depth conversation with New Jersey Comics. I was lucky enough to be a guest back in March. Definitely check that episode out. It's clearly the best one he's ever done. Give it up for Eric Hollenbach.
Yeah!
I don't think that's what they're saying. Smoke pot, worship aliens. I've been Eric Hollenbach. Thank you very much.
You should check out the Highway Diary. His next guest on that podcast on the stage right now. Give it up for Brian St. John.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
I'm working out.
Not at all. What's up, guys? You guys doing good?
Yeah.
You have to be doing better than me because I just got introduced as the next guest on Eric Hollenbach's podcast. Fuck you, Angela. Shitty birthday. He's old enough to die of COVID.
Shit.
And his wife's like, not that hot. All right. Kidding. I don't know why I'm here. This is what we're doing. Anyone else like been watching this? And I get here and like, okay, one, comedy in the sun is just depressing. And then two, we're all standing in front of the stage. And they have this flimsy tent, as if they don't know by looking at the fence they still haven't fixed how powerful the wind is here. Hurricane season's coming, Mike. It's coming for you.
I got three new slides.
You're doing great. We're all impressed. COVID, I think, has been the most inconvenient thing that's ever happened to me in my life. Like, 9/11 sucked, but, you know, it was worse for my uncle, you know what I mean? Missed a couple days of school, big deal. COVID has been very, very inconvenient, and, like, I'm almost swallowing the red pill at this point. I'm fucked up. But suddenly, like, the other day, my girlfriend's mom won a trip for six to Europe. That expires in 2 years, so now I'm just rooting for the virus. Because they asked me to go, and I really don't want to. Go to fucking Europe. I'm voting for Trump. It's the only way they won't let us in.
Let's do it. This shitty podcast, you cocksucker.
It's not that it's a shitty podcast. It is a shitty, but it's not that it is a shitty podcast. It's that I was brought up. I was introduced at the, as you can hear in the background, there's a mediocre at best outdoor pandemic New Jersey open mic at the beautiful Brighton Bar, which I love. But I was introduced as the next guest on Eric Hollenbach's podcast.
I know, it's depressing.
It's like, nothing against you. It's just like, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that's what
that's
I am.
That's my credit.
That's what I am.
That's
how I'll be defined.
It's brutal.
When I die on the way home.
It's brutal because that's a real credit. It's happening right now. And it's like, all right, you know, this isn't Jimmy Fallon on Zoom. By the way, what is happening to media? Like, SNL is doing it on Zoom. Like, it was embarrassing.
Are they?
It was embarrassing enough, like, in Studio 4-H or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's like, they're all trying to do their little voices into a webcam.
That's the new, that's like the Zoom thing. I did one Zoom thing.
Yeah.
And at the end of March, I did a Comedy Fight Club, which is a great roast battle show. I've done it before, always had fun, live in front of people. And I went, and it was against my buddy. I won't sell him out, but I was against my buddy. And I think I went first. I was like, yeah, I'll go first, fucking pussy. And I go, and my first joke just gets. I came out, like, just, like, I had never done anything on Zoom before and never wanted to and still don't want to. And it was so, just, like, it hit me how awkward it was as it was my turn to, like, read off the paper that I had off camera. And I just made the joke, like, super wordy for no reason. It was, like, stammering and just got nothing. And then, thank God, he also just bombed the entire time, too. And neither of us got, like, we got, like, a couple of chuckles the entire time.
Dude.
And a couple of the judges were, like, comics that I really, like, enjoy and respect.
You know.
It was super embarrassing. And then I swore it off.
I did two.
Now we're here.
I did three.
Months later.
I did three roast battles at the Comedy Store, and I bombed two. And I did great on one, but I still lost, like, a split decision. And the two times I bombed roast battles at the Comedy Store, that was the closest I was to suicide since I was like in high school.
And where do you do it? Where do you do it, Carl? The bathtub? You're a hack. I don't clean my bathtub. It's going to be weird if she agrees to it and we're in my bedroom and she says yes and I just whip out a kiddie pool from under my bed. I'm going to go kill myself. Thank you. Have a good night.
You know what I mean?
I was definitely like, it felt like year one again. I just had to refresh bomb in front of everybody, like in the scene. There's a couple of those like mics or shows where like everyone was around. Like, if you really ate it, it felt worse, you know. But my roommate was making fun of me. He's another comic. He was making fun of me for like 2 days. He's like, he just tell I had that like bomb energy, and there was no way out of it, you know.
Oh,
like,
so Gordon Bakerbone isn't nice to you.
I mean, we're the same way to each other. Our routine has been just like lately, just watching every Netflix special and shitting on it, purposely watching what we think of the bad ones. Like, it used to be just like he gets home from his much better show, I get home from my shittier show, and we just make fun of whoever bombed at each other's shows. It's a good relationship.
It's healthy.
Sometimes it's us. Usually it's me if it's going to be one of us.
Speaking of co-conspirators, speaking of podcasts, I did a whole episode about Kyle Groom having a podcast with his friend that like he knew from high school but wasn't a comic or anything, and he was like, oh, bring the equipment to my house and then also do this, and, like, are you gonna pay for like the hosting fees? Like, no. Like, it was just like a nightmare podcast. Goes, you and Tyler Langlois had a podcast together for a long time. I was also always desperate to get on it, I'll tell you secretly. Secretly, I was desperate to be a guest because I wanted a credit. I'll take any credit I could get. Even the Pizza Boys podcast, right? Pizza Boys?
Edit that out. Weep that out.
So that's been erased from the internet now.
I think. I don't know.
So why did you erase this podcast from the internet?
At 1:30 in the morning, like 2 weeks ago. No, I saw Tyler. We're here. Like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. we were like hanging out after, and it was like 1 in the morning. I was like, "Yeah, let's just like, how do you feel about just deleting the whole thing?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm down." Because like we've been doing it for like almost 3 years now,
but
like so on and off. And I probably did like 50 or 60 episodes, and I'd say like a third of those were like legitimately funny, and I would like tell someone to listen to it, and the other third were horrible, and like. Nothing good in comedy or otherwise in life can come from having like a podcast out there or tweets out there from multiple years ago, what you thought was funny 2 years ago.
Like
both of us said horrible things on that podcast.
You're wondering about the Me Too movement. You're wondering about Black Lives Matter. If you could be canceled,
not even those things. There's plenty of things you could probably get that I've said that will get me on either of those. but like, not even those. I'm just like, I don't know what's next. You know? And like, I'm wrong 90% of the time. I'm overplaying. Like, most of the horrible things, like, it's said with obvious irony, and it's just me saying something and giggling at myself. Like, some other people I am right now. But some other people, I think, find that funny, too. But, like, what could come out of it? Like, even, like, you know, like, comics that are established right now, like, they were on Twitter 8 years ago. Why still have those? Like, what service did those old tweets do? Other than somebody finds them and finds something out of them. In the future, in 2008 or whatever, it was completely... Nobody had a problem with what you said. You don't remember saying it because it was 7 years ago. Like, what good can come out of any of it? I don't even remember half the shit I said. It's a podcast.
And then you have
two hours a week. You don't remember all the shit you say, you know?
And newspapers make a living on going, oh, Kevin Hart said this gay joke in 2005 when everyone was ignorant, including him. Oh, and now he can't host the Oscars. whose moral authority is that, you know, it's like, look at Harvey Weinstein, look at this, look at that. It's like, come on, man. All right, take a break. We're doing a podcast. But good to see you, bud.
This is why we need the apparatus.
This is why I cannot stand it in any way, shape, or form.
You didn't try to trap me in your car.
Yeah. Trying to trap you.
You got an ocean breeze, dude. You can smoke cigarettes out here.
Oh, okay.
You got freedom.
Social, dude. We got Vibrio coming in.
Why not?
A little.
Well, that's for you. 5 miles a day, man. In my garage, where it's like 40 degrees hotter than the outside. I sweat until I nearly die. That's how you know I got good lungs.
All right, Vimbru, sit down or go away. Because it's either you're on the mic or you're not.
Oh, okay. That's the saddest way.
When Waldo shows up, give him the banana bread.
Oh, okay. No, he asked for the banana bread?
No, he's been asked. Well, he said he's going to kill himself. Banana. And I said, Waldo, don't kill yourself until you've had my banana bread.
That's wise.
And so for like 6 months now, I've been like, Waldo, I keep making banana bread just so you don't kill yourself. That's how I try to keep people alive.
Yeah.
And he's never come to pick it up, though. So at this point,
I gotta deliver it. I'm in the kitchen baking.
I'm trying to keep him alive, but he doesn't care.
I'm smashing bananas.
Mom,
you should see the way I'm slaving in the bakery.
I hope Waldo kills himself now, and then this podcast comes up as evidence, and Ben goes to jail. like that girl that told her boyfriend to kill himself, and he did it.
Here's the suicide note. It's like, banana bread, Highway Diary podcast, Ben goes, banana bread.
Timestamp.
God bless you.
All right, take care of it, bro. You're a sweet boy. All right.
This is the best background you could have.
You know, it's just things happen.
If this is what me and Tyler were doing, I would put that up. I would love to put that up.
So you felt, sir, was it somebody in the news that got canceled, or was it something?
No, it wasn't, like, nothing triggered it. We just haven't been doing, like, we were always very inconsistent, and I always pretty much on the same page with inconsistent. Yeah. Like, neither of us ever, like, once in a while we'd be like, hey, let's, like, do it, and then we'd do it every week for, like, 5 weeks in a row, and then take 2 weeks off, and then, like, the next time it was 3 weeks off, and, like, it's exhausting, and it just, like, what you do, I think, I can see why that would be more stimulating, like interviewing someone. Yeah, but
Was that a compliment? Was that the first nice thing Brian St. John has ever said to me?
Because, like, me and Tyler are trying to be funny, you know.
And you're like, just try to be smart, and you're actually retarded. Yeah, but we admit we're retarded.
I
got Tyler to talk about his family in ways that never happened on the Pizza Boys. Let me just say this. I'm a psychologist. I kind of pick them apart and go, oh, wow, you know, how are they, you know? But I'm not here just to brag the whole time in front of you openly.
What did Tyler say about his family that you think I don't know?
Tell me about your darkness, Tyler. What is going on?
I don't know, dude. I don't know, my family's fucked up. I mean...
How so?
My birth mom was a heroin addict and an alcoholic. I haven't seen her since the second grade. I don't know. Yeah, my dad...
So you were like 7 or 8?
Yeah, 8. Yeah, first day of second grade was the last time I saw her.
Wow.
I went to school, and then when I was going to leave school, a one-legged homeless man was there to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
Which was one of her best friends.
Was that her pimp or something, or...?
They just did drugs together. And then the school was like, no, we're not going to send this kid home with this guy. He can't...
Who, Stinky Rufus? What's wrong with him? He's a great babysitter. Sure, he's down the leg, but come on.
Yeah, he's just not the kind of person you want to walk home with.
You had to wheel him home and he's protecting you? That's tough.
But, and then I guess...
So who raised you after that?
My dad.
Okay.
But I guess it was a whole thing because, like, I guess my birth mom told Dyfus that my dad was dead. But he wasn't dead. So...
It's like he's just in Jersey down the street. He's down Route 31. Let's talk to him. He's two towns over. Right, right.
So they had... Somehow my dad found out. So my dad and Dyfus both showed up at my house at the same time, luckily. Because Dyfus was ready to take me and my brother to, like, a foster home. And my dad's like, oh, no, you're just going to go with me. And, like, they were, like, literally just, like, throwing garbage bags of our clothes, like, over, like, the... Because we lived in, like, basically a motel. It was, like, on the second floor where there's, like...
Oh, wow.
Where you walk out the front door and you're, like, on, like, a... You're outside, basically, like, on, like, a weird balcony.
Yeah.
And they're just throwing garbage bags of our clothes over the balcony into the car, like... I don't know where...
It's social services at a budget over here in New Jersey.
Yeah. I don't know where my birth mom was when we got back to the house, because she wasn't there. I guess she knew it was coming.
Did she get arrested for drugs or something?
I don't know.
And then Dyfus comes right in? Is that how it works?
I have no idea. I think she knew it was coming, and she just vanished.
Oh, okay.
I just... You know what I got a sense of? Like, the trauma. Like, why do we all do this?
It's like, why we're friends.
Yeah. But I met your dad I don't know much about him.
My family's great.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm always the worst thing about him. Why is he so mean?
My dad's a mean guy, too. But he's funny and mean.
Yeah.
I had to explain this to my girlfriend recently. Like, we were, like, at my parents' house. They have a pool. We're chilling by the pool. We're just chilling with my parents, having a good time. And, like, every once in a while, he says to my dad's like, ah, stupid. And I'm like, yes, sir. Because, like, every once in a while, she'll say something like, ah, stupid. And she's like, call me stupid. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right.
You're degrading my womanhood.
Like, this is, like, not that, but, like, just, like, it's, if you didn't grow up with, like, your dad being stupid to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And being right all the time when he does it. And, like, mm-hmm. yeah, I am stupid. Mm-hmm. I am at least being stupid right now. If you didn't grow up, that is shocking. When it's like, ah, stupid. Like, all the time. So I'm like, yeah, you're right, but, like, you see where it comes from.
I know
from.
That's a culture. It's more of like
he's a good guy, so, like,
it's
relax.
A culture, stupid. It's like, I love you. Yeah, why did you say this
it's
thing?
It's shitty you Irish people who can't connect with other men.
You met my family. So, did you archive all your MP3s in the future?
Nope.
You just
why?
Set a nuclear bomb.
Why? Give me a good reason why.
I don't know, maybe, you know, in the year 2046, when everyone's stand-up special is beamed into their head simultaneously, you know, in a digitized, digestive, you would have something in the ether of the internet.
So let me tell you why I think that's dumb. Not dumb, but, like, why, like, that is true, but... Did you, LeBron James, remember the decision, right? When he left Cleveland?
I don't know anything about this. Please tell me.
Well, you know who LeBron James is?
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
Yeah, and he came straight out of high school from Ohio, went to the Cleveland Cavaliers, played there his first 5 years, kept getting close but never winning. And then his contract was up 5 years in, and he had this big spectacle, and they called it the decision. Right, he was on ESPN Live, and they did this whole hour thing, and then he announced it at the end, like American Idol. And then he goes,
I decide to take this basketball contract.
Yeah. And it was really pompous, and you could tell ESPN was just, like, just flooding the ads in, right? It was all ESPN's doing.
Right.
And at the end, he goes, I'm taking my talents to Miami. And everyone's like, you piece of shit. Like, if you do all that, you gotta go back to Cleveland, you know? You gotta win in Cleveland, where you're from. Mm-hmm. But he does this, like, he could have done that and just, like, quietly, and it would have been announced. And people were like, why wouldn't he? And he goes to Miami, wins a championship or two, and then winds up back in Cleveland. But since then, and since that went so bad, because ESPN had their hands all over it, LeBron has mastered over the last 7 years or so. The only things you get to see from LeBron, he has a deal with ESPN, and he does it on YouTube and everything, is things that he directs and produces. So he gives it to the network and says, here, you want to play this? And they're like, yeah, people love LeBron, so we want to play this. So they don't get a say. They don't get, you know.
It was more of a licensing deal?
No, the podcast, we can go back and do it at any time. But, like, who cares? If you didn't know the old episodes, who cares?
Right. Do you feel like they're practice from film school? Like, I don't want anyone to see my thesis horror film from film school.
Yeah, like, why not go what's out there? There's nothing out there that, like, I'm like, okay, well, if someone finds episode 16 out of 60, then, like, we're gonna be on top, you know? It's like, the only way that would happen is if, like, you hit something good and that, like, you're getting traction, and then people went back and maybe enjoyed it. But if they don't know that they could go back, what the fuck do they care? You know? And then it becomes some weird, like, old radio tape thing, like back in the old Stern days, where, like, somebody has, like, a downloaded episode or two, and they're putting it up on Reddit. Yeah. That's the way it should be. It should be like live radio. Used to be, where, like, you couldn't get sound bites out of context.
Are you going crazy in the quarantine? Because I know you, And me and you would see each other multiple times per week before this whole thing started. Like, oh, we're at Waldo's, Mike. I hope he doesn't kill himself. I hope Vin Brew gives him banana bread. You know, one great show. And then I saw you at Stress Factor. I saw you here. I saw you, you know, whatever. I know that that keeps me sane. I have crazy amounts of childhood trauma. I'm an attention whore. And telling jokes, whether I bomb or kill, it's still fun to do all the time. So you went from doing that every night to not ever. How do you feel?
Terrible. I was like taking out aggression like my friends, my family, my girlfriend.
You would like and snap like
not like yeah, you know, once or twice like a little crazy, but that, like I was isolated from everyone. So, like, and I was working. I was still home the whole time, mm-hmm. like in a hospital. So like, mm-hmm. everybody else is either working from home and like cushy as fuck. Or on unemployment, and also like making more money than they used to, and I am currently. And and during the beginning, I'm like terrified because we have no idea what's going on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, it was definitely, and I have no comedy, which is like I didn't realize how good I had it in like my shitty, not making a profit doing comedy, just like the last year, you know, just like at least twice a week having a show, and like every show in like Jersey City was selling out like every time. It was like everybody was coming out to comedy shows, like up by me, and even down here, like there's always good shows, and like and just like plenty of like you just get up, like I can get up like twice or three times a night, whenever I wanted to, and just hang out with the boys, fucking and get all fucked up, and go home, fucking perfect, and then it all just got ripped away, and like and that happened for everyone, sure, but like I was just like fucking, I'm just grinding at work and then coming home. And just like nothing's open by the time I get home, so I think if I had to go grocery shopping, I have to do it before I go to work, or you know, like everything about it was miserable.
You get a lot of Tupperware and stuff. Start meal planning. Did you get into like weird things?
Well, like the benefit was working at the hospital. We were getting hero food like every day for like 2 months.
Like, what's a hero food?
Like just like pizzerias in Staten Island. We're like sending down like 200 pies.
Oh wow!
Just like trays of pasta, like all like Subway, fucking Jersey Shore barbecue. Fucking that place is dope. And they were cool as fuck. They would just send like box, like little cardboard boxes, like 200 of them, just like pulled pork and mac and cheese and like cornbread and shit, like and then, all day for like 2 months. And then it dried up like around like the end of May, mm-hmm. and like everyone's still just like now it's summer and everyone's like at the beach all day. And we're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, yeah. We were thinking this was like a 2 month kind of hero meal plan, but now that's like a couple. Now it's dipping into our profits. We used to have business inside the restaurant. Now everyone's fucking wearing a face mask outside, and now the restaurants are fucked. Dude, it's scary. It's like,
well, no, they all just wanted like they like were trying to get like pictures of us on Instagram, like a bunch of people with scrubs, you know, like fucking like holding up pizza, like yeah. And then like people like started like on the crazy internet because like everyone started turning on each other like around like mid May, like that's when all like the fucking. It's like when, like start of May, I feel like the, you know, the real Trump people, they like, started doing like their weird like Wisconsin protests where they all have like unloaded AK or loaded AK-47s when nobody shoots a shot and they just let them in because of that, right? And they're all white, obviously. But, like that happened like May 1st, I feel like, and then like, everyone's like, "That you guys are fucking nuts. This is crazy." But then the next 2 weeks, like 50% more of the population's like, "This is bullshit, though." And like everyone started like the majority of people started like kind of like they didn't want to be associated with the crazies, you know, the crazy Wisconsin Trump people. But like, they were like, "Yeah, but you know, like it is starting to be like it's starting to be a pain in my ass." So like, let's I'm willing to take the risk.
I heard some estimates that like 50% of the economy has been fucked by COVID, and it's like, that makes perfect sense.
But it's all going straight to the top. Like Elon Musk made $45 billion since the lockdown. That's insane.
And it's like when you look into his he has a Cybertruck
being robbed
and that. Like one of his cars has this thing where it like it has a special virus filter and then like came out 2 years ago. It's like so during the zombie apocalypse you can drive over the herded masses with coronavirus. So
what the fuck has he done the last 4 months? Like he's like Jeff Bezos got Amazon. He's obviously making a ton of money.
Like, right I started now. From PayPal, you know, Elon Musk, and then
but
I think it was like a Wall Street guy who like got interested in technology.
How is he making more money than he usually does in 4 months? right
and
now.
And Tesla's been out. Maybe they got the...
He's selling that many cars. He personally made $43 billion to his net worth. Like, he went to space. That had to just be expensive. Who's paying you to go to space?
No. There was, you know? But people don't know there was $50 billion in cash up in space.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I made a profit.
How do you go shoot a rocket, like, people up in space and profit?
That sounds like a boondoggle. Oh, sorry. It sounds like a boondoggle board.
Later, dude. Yeah, the horrid open mic is letting out to those listening. Where else have you gone up since? Outdoor comedy.
So Pete Freight's house, his backyard.
Oh, how was that?
It was fine, dude. Pete Freight, he talks some crazy shit.
He's a wild.
I didn't know how wild he was until his whole family's there.
I saw on Facebook. He's like, okay, for my wife's birthday.
Yeah,
we're having a barbecue pool party, open mic, and then comedy show.
So he gets up
for my wife's birthday.
He gets
I'm sure your wife is awesome. Like, you guys have a great relationship, a great family. But like, there's no way she wants an open mic, and then.
I mean, uncles, everybody, cousins are there. Okay, he gets on stage to make it worse. He goes, oh, so anyway, one time I licked my wife's sister's pussy, like, in front of the family. I was like, this guy's fucking wild, dude. Like, this guy's fucking wild. And he's like, I had to wait to start the comedy show until my aunt left so I could say this joke, which is a family in the secret that ripped the whole family apart. But anyway, look, this is barbecue. We're having a good time. It's just like there's burgers on the grill. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
That rules.
And then he kept going back to it over and over and over.
Was that the open mic portion or the show portion?
Bro, okay, let me tell you about the difference between the open mic and the show. Okay. There was like 3 hours of music between the open mic and the show. So I dipped, you know. I brought some people, you know, I'm nice. I drove some people down there. You know, there's unlimited beer. I'm like, all right. I had 2 beers. We got to go. And the other people were like, there's unlimited food. There's unlimited booze. I'm like, yeah, but I'm driving, you guys, man. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the open mic part or the show part of the show because it was way later.
But that's what I mean.
Again, yeah, I think it was basically Daniel Caprio was the book show. I think that was the book show, was Daniel Caprio. So he did like a tight 45 and 30 seconds.
That rules.
He did a podcast outside. He didn't watch the open mic portion of the show because he did a podcast solo in his car before the...
Who did?
Caprio.
Yeah, a solo podcast?
He did a solo podcast. I saw him yelling at himself in his car parked outside. And then, so that's why he missed the open mic. And then he came in and headlined like a champion, though. But God bless him. God bless him.
Caprio rules.
Trauma. So, yeah. Is there any other reason? You have a lovely girlfriend, you know. Sure. Is that keeping you together? Are you getting what's keeping you going during the quarantine?
Yeah, I'm trying to, that's when, like, I don't think that we're going back inside come October when outdoor dining stops being a thing, you know? So, like, I don't think... Focusing on comedy is the move. Right.
What's up,
today?
What's up, bro?
So, like, trying to get a better job. Like, looking into, like, taking, like, some bullshit classes for, like, certifications. You can just get a better job in the hospital. I know that's the only place that I'm not going to get laid off.
You
know?
Are you thinking about being, like, a nurse's assistant? Or like
No, nothing like that. Like, I don't want to talk about work.
Yeah, it sucks. Shit sucks, dude. But what about, do you think, like...
I think involving people.
Okay.
I hate people.
All right. All
right. I love people outside of work.
Let's talk about...
Whenever I'd be getting paid to do anything outside of comedy, I'm like...
Can I talk about the business of comedy with you? So, we all go out to open mics. More times we spend more money than we make, but we're, like, getting... Our skills are getting better, and we're watching that progress, right? So, during the quarantine, have you been, like, really, like, assessing, like, what in your life are you going to focus on? Let's say tomorrow everything opened back up. Like, are you going to do it different this time? Or are you going to do it, you know, have you been thinking about those things?
If everything, that's the thing.
It's like a fresh start.
Maybe
you can start a new podcast. Fresh start. Well,
I can do that whenever. That's the thing. That's part of why we both wanted to just nuclear bomb, as you said, podcast. It's like, what good could come out of having episode, whatever, 13 or whatever out there? What can come out of it? Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. It's pointless. And, like, we're not stuck to the brand. It's like, and, like, me and Tyler are still, like, best friends. Still, like, come up with, like, dumb ideas with each other all the time. Yeah. We can do whatever the fuck we want. But, like, nothing good can come out of what we were doing pre-COVID. Yeah, you know, the world is rapidly changing. The country is rapidly changing right now. And, like,
absolutely.
And I'm saying comedy career wise or other.
Yeah, like you just got.
Having my both of our names attached to that on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, what if things never open back up?
Yeah, yeah.
You know
about
that?
Yeah.
They never open back up, and then like comedy's not a thing.
Yeah.
Because back in the summer, you can do this once in a while, but like you need a job now. And now there's 300 episodes of your podcast out there. First thing you Google.
Yeah.
That's how people are going to be getting hired.
Yeah. I don't know.
The future is very unknown right now, and I think about that a lot. And I still enjoy coming out. Doing comedy, open mic, or a show, whatever aspect it is, good or shitty, I'll do it like once in a while. Right now, I'm in no rush to jump right back into it.
Mm.
Yeah, I still have the old act. You know, I can brush that up real quick if I need to. If things just open right back up.
Yeah,
like I have a few new things just fucking around here, but like, how productive has this been? Yeah, how productive was the Pete's Spice Barbecue. Yeah,
it was fun. I literally think I had
something to do.
Four jokes, and you know, he gave me a burger, so it was like I got four good jokes now that are totally new shit that I've never done before, and so that's like three minutes and 25 seconds. You know,
sure. Yeah.
It's time. Yeah, hey, let's do.
But also, like I. I was doing jokes that wouldn't work without mentioning COVID tonight. You know, I'm trying not to just do like just, you know, COVID puns and shit. But like, you know, but like none of us have been experiencing life for the last 4 months. Like, how are we supposed to make up fake situations that like don't even seem plausible?
Yeah, you can't say like. So I went to a bar yesterday. Oh, that's impossible. Like it's
yeah.
Oh,
like,
I had a I kissed my wife yesterday without a mask on.
I watched like movies, and I'm like initially like, oh, they no mask.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fucking yeah.
Do you think it's like a psychological operation done by some kind of?
I don't, but like I don't think anyone is that smart. Unfortunately, I think
they're just reacting.
I think most of the people in charge are as dumb or close to it as we are, which is like horrifying. It's like you and I should not be in charge of anything.
We're both kind of degenerate people.
Yeah, yeah. And I enjoy it.
Yeah. So
no, I don't think it's planned. But like, if it was, it'd be a damn good fucking plan. Because that shit's worrying.
I feel bad. I've been like UFC betting in the quarantine, like betting on fights because the UFCs came back on.
I lost like $1,200 playing blackjack on my phone during
during the quarantine.
Yeah. At one point, I was live streaming it drunk on my Facebook and like only my
just for like stimulation. You know,
so it's funny. I was drunk and like I was like in my room. I was like, yo, I'm putting $200 on blackjack. I'm watching. It's like wearing an open like Hawaiian shirt on the shirt, the kitchen table. It's like I took like five shots of whiskey in 3 minutes. And like the only person that tuned in was my cousin. It's like at a rehab. Like, are you okay?
I thought it was a podcast, but it turned out for a cry for help.
It was never supposed to be a podcast. I just saw like a couple of my friends jump in and think it's funny. You know,
you live stream. Yeah.
Like at that point, like every fucking idiot was just live streaming nonsense. Remember that? Like, yeah. It's been wild. It's been wild to watch people just flare tension.
Yeah, yeah.
Instagram live. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Later, Dave.
Take care. See you, bud.
Who cares? And then Instagram live. Fucking just everyone's doing podcasts.
You know, before we started
and then
recording,
and then
hold
the
on.
Zoom shows, and now parks at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
on a Tuesday, I keep getting fucking invited to open mics in parks at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Who's the promoter?
And I keep being reminded that all of my friends are not working and making more money than I do off unemployment and doing open mics in parks at 3 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Like, no, I'm an artist. I'm just being funded
by the
government.
Fucking Shakespeare in the Park amphitheaters where everyone sits on rocks, pretends it's like social distance. They all fucking masks around their necks. Nobody has like 1% of the mask around their neck. 9 people have nothing, and then there's always like the 2 assholes who always just like have the bandana around their neck, cause like but like never put it on because nobody's wearing a mask.
Oh,
but they want
tonight.
Vinfrey was one of them. Fucking Ryan Rummel.
yeah.
Josh Wells.
John
Beecroft. I'm talking about comics.
I thought you were talking about alcoholics.
Yeah, there's always a few of them, right? They want everyone to know, like, no, I'm team mask. I have it around my neck. Well, like, I'm not gonna put it on in front of you guys. You're all make fun of me. It's not worth it.
Yeah, you're like, I put my gambling addiction on a live stream. It turns out my Uncle Ralph is like super concerned, and they called some hotlines. God damn.
Really?
No, but I've been giving my brother, like, I feel bad because my brother is like, he's a straight laced kid. I've been like tearing it. I've been calling him going, hey, are you watching UFC 289? Are you looking at the betting lines? Like, I call him, and I give him bad information. We just lost a parlay together, but I'm like, damn. Because with the fighters, they're going through the quarantine, too. They're just sitting with their fucking dumb wives and their stupid kids. They're not training like a fucking samurai anymore. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
I've been betting. I bet the last fight I bet on was Tyson Fury versus... What's his name?
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I lost money on that fight too.
No, I won.
You went for Fury?
Yeah, we were drunk and we were like, yeah, fucking. At the end of the day.
So,
whose side are we? I'm kidding.
You're the only.
I don't want my podcast.
I don't believe this thing. You're the only degenerate in your family. You've come from a good family. I met your father. I don't know if I've met anybody else. He seemed like a cool guy, supportive. He came up to a show. Are you the
first
only?
That was the first and only time my parents have ever seen me do comedy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Any uncles or anything like that who are just like kind of like... Huh?
Touchy.
Touchy? Mm-hmm. Or...
No touchy uncles.
Or drinky or druggy or anything.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I come from 2 huge families. My dad's one of 9.
Uh-huh.
My mom's one of 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone's got something.
It's funny. In my family,
bad aunts, bad uncles, and mad cousins. So everyone's got something.
In my family, it's like
anytime we could ruin any of them, you know, they can ruin me.
I have like a nurse married to a airplane mechanic, and then her sister is like a black tar heroin addict with AIDS. She gave AIDS to a doctor in the 80s before it was cool. And then we have a wino who lives off of her son's brain condition. So then we have like that's what one stuff. But it's like bing bing bing. Like when you look at the wheel of justice.
Hey,
all right, take care, bud. Is it ever fair the wheel of justice? Who gets what genes? Who gets what success?
I don't think it comes down to genes. It's mostly luck, or just you know, it's mostly drive in America, I'd say, and then so it. Let's go 70% drive, 30% luck. That's about it. And I don't think that's a drive gene. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just a mindset. It's just who got like, who was the most traumatized by their childhood, and like who reacted in a certain way to it. Yeah. Nobody from their bootstraps, very successful, has ever had a good childhood. You know, and I think about that a lot. Like, mine was like pretty good. not perfect, but like. I'd be an asshole to complain,
based on episodes of Law and Order SVU that I've watched. Yeah. It's like, I don't think there's a gene. I just think it's just how you react to trauma. I think that's like, yeah, childhood is like your formative years.
You. Yeah. I was thinking about like a program. Like if you're running a program, and let's say you like your personality is your software that you develop from your upbringing, and then like game theory is like capitalism. But the problem is when you just find out all this stuff about how it's not fair about these, you know, the ruling class, the trillionaire class who have been that way their whole, and they just, you know, take turns being the public face of a monarchy behind the scenes. That's what I worry about. I wonder if things are actually a meritocracy, if that's possible, or if it's just like, Could be, you know. Bill Gates is selling computer viruses one day and then real ones the next. I don't know. It's just he just realized a business model.
You see that Tom Hanks?
Oh yeah,
Rita, whatever.
They moved to Greece.
They became couple. They became citizens.
You know what did the Greeks? What are the Greeks famous for? The Greeks.
I started believing Tom Hanks is a pedophile today.
Dominic, who?
I started believing that Tom Hanks is a pedophile today when I saw that headline.
So I knew it. Do you have you ever heard of an internet crazy called Isaac Cappy?
No.
Tired of people lying. I've watched these people just lie and 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 lie, and they will never fucking tell the truth. So I'm here. Tell the truth. Seth Green. Sorry, my man. Fucking so sorry. I never wanted to do this. But you're a pedophile. James Gunn. 10,000 tweets, bro. You fucking kidding me? Like, what part of you thought, like, to not delete? What part of you thought it was like, whatever.
I'm sorry. Tom Hanks. I'm sorry. Yeah, Isaac Cappy outed Tom Hanks back 3 years ago. And then Ricky Gervais kind of did it at the Golden Globes.
Yes. Did he?
So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right.
So what convinced you that Tom Hanks, something's going
on? Because he's too perfect, and I've always... Like, I used to say he was as a joke, you know, like, in like high school. Like, oh, he's definitely... I say about J.J. Watt now, I think. Do you know who J.J. Watt is? He's defensive end on the Houston Texans. Uh-huh. And he's just famous for just being the nicest guy on earth. And like,
right. He's got to be. Well, there's a lot of PR. There's a lot of PR going on as far as how nice this person is.
Same thing at Penn State.
So, why? What convinced you that Tom Hanks? What evidence? What new evidence in the quarantine has switched you on Tom Hanks?
Just that he became a citizen of Greece.
And what do you think that means? What's going on?
It's because people started like saying that shit all over the internet, which seemed like just like funny, but like obviously hysterical and bullshit internet drama.
Mm-hmm.
But then he like got coronavirus, and like it's all like just in the news. Like you Google Tom Hanks, like, Tom Hanks has coronavirus, like in Australia, and then and now he's in Greece. And so yeah. Something going on.
If he had
maybe he's not a pedophile, but like people are like eyeing him up now.
Yeah, it's like why
he's got something weird going on.
Why is Roman Polanski in France?
Yeah.
Why is Tom Hanks in Greece?
Yeah. Why is Forrest Gump in Greece?
He's the most beloved American. Maybe one district in this country is trying to prosecute him with good evidence. Yeah. This shit. It's crazy. I don't know. So what you're saying is you're just kind of like watching the wheels turn around, and because things are very unexpected, so you're just trying to like pay your bills and like not die during this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just trying to get ahead of what, because like there's 40 million unemployed people right now, probably more than that. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And like I have a job right now, which is good, even though it feels like it sucks. It's felt like it sucks to have a job for the last.
But
4 months.
You have like,
but, like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like it's steady. So like, I want to get on top of getting a better job, at least, because like, that's the most steady thing going on right now. Like, comedy for a long time was like in like the New Jersey, New York area. Like, I could just go up wherever all the time, you know? And it was somewhat fruitful. There was like crowds everywhere. Like, everything. Like, for the last like 9 months,
like before March, everything was just sold out all the time. Like shitty shows, good shows, everything. Like, shitty rooms, but good rooms. Like everything was just, everybody just loved coming to watch mediocre to good comedy. It was great. Fucking me and Obi had, and then just everything just burst. And now everyone was just ready to Zoom.
You know what I did during the
quarantine? Can you imagine buying a ticket, a Zoom pass?
Oh, yeah.
To watch a Zoom comedy show?
I mean, how many Edmonds cookies have you eaten that day? You know?
And the only people who would for some of those shows, the people who did pay for the Zoom pass to watch those Zoom comedy shows, pay for it because they love comedy. And they were the people packing those little rooms.
Right, bar shows.
Just packing them on fucking Thursday night and we're just like having the time of our lives.
Yeah.
Not even knowing it.
Yeah.
Fucking, that was those people. And then they paid the $10 to get into the Zoom show. And they watched the Zoom show. And they don't like comedy anymore. They're not, like, if everything, like you said, if everything opened up tomorrow, they're not coming. They watch Zoom comedy. And they saw what a force. Stand-up comedy is.
So I try to break myself, like, you know, I try to, like, have new experiences, right? So I can have something to talk about. I have something. I try to do something different. I went to the Island Spa in Edison, New Jersey. I gave myself an appointment for, like, a deep tissue massage. You know what I mean? It felt fucking great. I go up, but she's, like, dressed like a fucking astronaut. Like, she had a full, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, a breathing machine and all this stuff. And it's like, this isn't very relaxing. I'm met by, like, a biohazard person. You know what I mean? But then there was this other part where you go down...
Star Trek episode.
in the locker room. Past a certain point, I read the signs. Like, I want to, like, wear a mask where I'm supposed to. There's signs everywhere to be like, you know, I don't want to cause a problem. But the one area with the jacuzzis...
Jacuzzi?
Could not.
That's not COVID.
Three jacuzzis.
No jacuzzis in COVID.
They said you're not allowed to wear clothes. No clothes or masks beyond this point.
No masks beyond this point?
And I think what they did was they had the ventilation system qualifies as like outdoor ventilation.
Oh, they had negative air pressure?
It was blowing air like crazy.
And they had vents in the windows?
So yeah, all kinds of
They were
stuff.
Able to change the air in the room?
I don't know what they did.
That's what they did.
No mask, no clothes.
The hospital was good at wink, fucking hanky joints or fucking up on that before. McDonald's. It's good that everyone's in Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks all day. And you're better off in the fucking Thai massage place.
I know, right? Because all the creeps, yeah, they're at the degenerate spots. They're gambling online. They're doing this. But then there was, like, this place where it was, like, three jacuzzis, right? And then a cold plunge. And I was too insecure to run naked into the cold plunge. Because I was like, I don't want to... What's up, Waldo? You here for banana bread or anything like that?
Banana bread, yeah.
I heard there's a lot back there on the thing.
Hey,
what's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, dude?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're making a shitty podcast.
Okay, I saw it. Okay.
Well, earlier, you should bring him in for a second.
Yeah, let's bring him in.
Because earlier on the podcast, very just like drunk and like upsettingly drunk Vimbru stumbled over and told
gave me a heartwarming text. So
we know all about this.
Yeah, and told us that he made you banana bread so you wouldn't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Have you been in the dumps?
I haven't not been in the dumps.
Well, you had the most successful show in New Jersey, and then that's all taken away from you. And then everything in your life was taken away.
I thought it was a joke.
We were going to a backyard.
True Hollywood story.
Can I just tell you? Yeah. We were going to go to this summer a backyard wrestling event. Was just like a crazy underground one.
Brian saw us to go, by the way. August 8th and August 22nd is two death matches coming up.
It's happening?
You want to go.
It's happening?
Yeah.
We're doing... Okay,
it's
let's
outside.
Do it.
It's
let's
outside.
Do it. Maybe the 22nd. Can we do the 22nd?
I'm there. I'm going regardless.
All right.
Is it AZ?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'll
drive. I got you.
It's like the perfect...
Well, I'm carpooling with like JC. JC's going and stuff. JC and our buddy Mike.
Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ himself.
The perfect way for me to get to AC this summer without my girlfriend is saying I'm going to a deathmatch outdoor wrestling show with Waldo.
You want to try? I'll drive you.
Wants to come, too, man.
You want
to
go?
No. Don't ruin this for me.
Okay. Fine. No, I... Yeah, you know what? I'm fine.
So yeah, your lease at your apartment, everything's cool and everything like
well,
that.
Well, you know, we don't have to get into all that. You know what I mean?
So you're good.
Finances.
You're good. So you don't have to. So because somebody said they made banana bread, so you don't shoot yourself. So just
yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, drug will banana bread even help? It. You know.
You okay? You shed tears on the phone to Vin Brew?
No, he did. But now this is all making sense. He sent me a very nice text, and now
did you call him though? Sad one time.
I like this.
Forget
like
it.
No, I never. No, not at all. I guess he just knows that I'm sad. I don't know.
I think Vin put out a feeler the other day, which he did drunkenly, because he I made him explain this to me before. So apparently, Vin and his wife made a video the other day where they have an Airbnb guest, and the Airbnb guest leaves them ten bundles of bananas and like a 20-pound sack of potatoes, and they're like, "Thank you for your hospitality," blah blah blah, and they're like, "What the fuck?" And then apparently that was true, and that happened 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But then they filmed it the other day, so now he has 10 bundles of bananas.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's got a bunch of bananas.
Begging people.
I'm gonna take a picture of you. Sorry, I'm ruining the whole thing.
No, I feel like I didn't realize that this.
No,
was,
you. Know. We were told this, on the mic. We were told by a sage that you were suffering, and we had to check in.
You need.
We literally started this, and Vin just stumbled over here drunk. He's like, "Well, those are gonna come. Tell him the banana bread's over there. If he doesn't get it, he's gonna kill himself."
He was pretty concerned about you.
Well, I fucked up, and the first time you made a batch of banana bread, I didn't pull through and didn't collect.
So you wasted a bundle of bananas.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So it, did he package it all nice for you?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I think I just had to swing by and get it. But
and then you.
But it was like, and then, I have a very terrible memory. So once somebody tells me something once, I'm never gonna remember it again. Unless you have to keep reminding me shit. So I've forgotten. I feel bad. I'm sorry, Vin, for wasting the first batch. But now I had to pull through. Come by and collect this batch.
Yeah. Because he was just saying he was like slaving in the kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
blood, sweat, and tears.
Something like that. Ungrateful, but he's in
Let's
a
hope
sad
it's fucking
place.
Worth it, huh? Let's hope. Have you guys tried it?
Yeah, I took a piece after my set.
Hey!
I'm sorry, it's over.
No, I know. I'm getting banana bread. All right. I'm getting.
Yeah, I grabbed that.
He's here for food.
I'm here for the banana bread.
There's a lot left. Oh, just grab it before he throws it out.
Tight, cool. Tight.
I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, Ambo. All right,
take it,
bro.
No, I came here for leftovers.
Yeah. You know, I'm like that kind of scrub where I just kind of like.
Yeah, coming here for the scraps.
See what.
Definitely not showing up at 10 to get that there's even a spot, by the way. Thanks, Ambo.
No, I'm here to pick garbage at the bread and bar.
Yeah. So I'm gonna flex.
So
that.
Now your banana bread is garbage. So
yeah,
seems like it's happening all over again. Yeah. You know.
Well, I'm gonna go kill myself. So.
Well, don't do it, Waldo. I thought we bigged you up.
Well, I'm gonna eat the banana bread.
I thought we bigged you up on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe Vin put like ricin in the banana bread. Ricin. Yeah, it's like a big bit for it.
I like a cyanide. I didn't eat the banana bread. I don't like it. I don't like banana bread. Did you have a piece?
Delicious.
It was good?
Yeah, perfect texture.
Well, there you go. All right. Take care, bud. 1, 2, 3. I don't like that person. I don't like that person.
I still don't remember his name, but he's always purposely fucked up his name.
I just wish he would just stop. Just stop. You're too bad. Some comics, it's just like, oh my god, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. Where can people find you? They can find my stuff at ericollerbach.com. Trying to put out something soon. Where can they find Brian St. John?
I'm going to be at Brian St. John Sucks on Instagram. And there only. I think I'm going to delete Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm finally there.
Wow. For the same reason as the podcast, you just want to start over?
Start over. Just not start over. Just get just escape.
You want to move to fucking Kansas City and just start like a distillery or just like do something totally fucking different.
Distillery. It's interesting.
Start training dogs to fight.
Start running numbers. I'm going to figure out what running numbers means and I'm going to start doing it in Kansas City.
You're just running from the law, making moonshine.
I want to do something like barely illegal.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be easier once, like, the depression hits.
In the next
2 years.
So as you're just watching the economy crumble and you're like, how would a sewer rat survive this situation?
Yeah. How could I make this worse but better for me? Worse for everyone else but better for me.
Yeah. Well, good. I feel like we solved the whole mystery here. Like, there was a... Take care. Well, oh, you got it.
I got it.
You got the.
Did you get whatever. A whole loaf, or did you get the one that was picked?
You got the fresh one.
Nice.
Oh wow.
I got a freshie, baby.
There's not a second one available. Oh, I'm jealous.
So.
All right, bud.
This is my life, huh? Yeah. 35 minutes. Pick up banana bread. I'm still depressed.
Yeah. If you need me, I call Tyler.
Yeah, call me. You have my phone number. If you're sad, Waldo, call me. You just call me. We'll do that wrestling thing. Right?
Yeah, dude. You have a big wrestling thing coming up, dude.
Yeah, so that's good. That's at a future date that's not... like, if you hung yourself tonight, like, you couldn't do it.
Yeah. We'd all go without you.
Yeah.
Me and Mike Brown would be best friends.
Yeah. What's his name? The guy you know.
Who do I know? Fucking... Superhuman? John Mayer?
Superhuman?
John Mayer? How do you know he won't be there? Is he dead?
He doesn't do death match.
Oh, really? Yo, take me to where John Mayer is.
He's had some injuries?
No, he's not a wrestler. He's this dude that, he's like 400-pound dude that I used to work with in this tiny office in Township, New Jersey. The biggest.
All right, bud.
I love you.
You're special to me. You're special to me. That's been a Highway Diary episode 262 with my guest Brian St. John. He's a troubled
man,
but he's a very good friend of mine.
I apologize. And
I don't want to give him a compliment.
I'd like to apologize to Eric and the audience.
I'm just going to turn it off.